And now to the aftermath of another fire in Paris, where reconstruction of the Notre Dame Cathedral is set to resume later this month. It was put on hold because of lead contamination. That devastating fire in April tore through the cathedral's roof, brought down its spire, produced that yellow plume of smoke, which was filled with toxic particles from more than 400 tons of lead as it melted. And last month, a lawsuit brought by the French environmental NGO Robin des Bois, or the Robin Hood Foundation, claimed city officials neglected public health and downplayed the contamination risk. At first, officials were asking people to maybe clean things up with handy wipes, but real research wasn't done till later. No one alerted people in outdoor cafes and bookstalls up to a mile away that they were at risk. And now, some schools have been found to have lead levels 10 times higher than what would trigger an alert. Officials are racing to decontaminate them before kids return. Jackie Bonema is director of Robin des Bois. Jackie, when did officials figure this out?
Some results have been made during May and June, but they were a secret and they have been published only around the mid of July.
So who and what are you most concerned about?
We have very quickly understood that there was a danger not only in the surroundings of the cathedral, but also in the 6th, 5th, and 7th quarter of Paris, right, which are very, very touristic. And it was scandalous to see these workers along the banks of the Seine were not informed about the risks of lead, which was drifting on the pavements, in the streets, and in the public gardens.
Well, and in the Seine, we remember that Notre Dame is on an island, and the Seine, the water surrounds it and leaves the city. Are you concerned that lead will be carried away from Paris?
Yes, yes. The signatory of this catastrophic fire will be visible in fish and shells in Normandy. Mm-hmm. We are sure of that. But for the moment, the main trouble is coming from the cleaning and about the protection of inhabitants and tourists without having been informed of the danger.
But officials are, in the beginning, they may have been saying, take some handy wipes and rub some things down. Now there's full-scale professional cleaning to try to get rid of the lead. Mr. Bonema, do you have any sympathy for Paris officials? This was so devastating, so shocking, just happened so fast. We all watched around the world. Do you have some sympathy with, you know, them having to deal with this?
And
No,
we have no sympathy. We do not approve the behavior of the public power. That's why we have filed a complaint against them for endangering lives of others. And our complaint is taken in consideration by the prosecutor. We are not sure at the moment that our complaint will be followed by a preliminary investigation, but we are sure that our complaint is examined by the prosecutor.
That's Jackie Bonema, director of the environmental nonprofit Robin des Bois in Paris, the Robin Hood Foundation, suing the city of Paris for downplaying the risk of lead contamination from the Notre Dame fire. Now there's a scramble to clean up that lead. Jackie, thank you so much for speaking with us about it.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.